Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is chilly as well. Man, we've got some really chilly weather for the next couple of days. Today, of course, 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And tomorrow is Veterans Day. I will, of course, as we do every year, just because I feel it's important to do, just to explain the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day and a few of the other holidays. People go, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, okay, we'll go through it. And it's important for me anyway, and I think it ought to be important for you to take a moment and say thank you to a veteran, somebody who has served. If you're down there at Richmond International Airport, there's a great USO there. You can always pop in and just say thank you. Just a little thing you ought to do. You probably run into great folks like Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, but also someone, proud soldier, graduate of West Point, one hell of a guy. I'm always happy to welcome him to the show. Jimmy, thank you so much for being here.
Jeffrey, good to join you. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm feeling a little invigorated because it's cold, and it's only cold relatively. You know, it's like 55, but I'm shivering like Nanook of the North at this point.
Nanook of the North. Boy, yeah. I wonder if your young listeners even get that reference. But
not
you,
a clue.
You always...
No.
Exactly.
Not a clue.
But I got it, and I appreciate it,
yeah.
Brother.
Let's talk about what is or is not going on as we speak. Out in, what was it, Michigan, right? There was a big effort, brought down some pretty nasty people, some real terrorist stuff going on. Didn't get a lot of play in the media, though.
Yeah, Jeff, it got a little bit, I hate to say this. You and I kind of have joked about this in the past about sometimes the numbness that happens when, you know, the news cycle just seems to never slow down. But yep. this was an important one. And, you know, we always talk about the failures. We always talk about the things, the awful things that happen, whether it's 9/11 or going back to 1941 in Pearl Harbor. How did we miss this? How did we not know this was coming? And how did we not connect the dots? In this instance, you had, and Jeff, they just updated it, two more minors were just arrested in Detroit as a result of this investigation, which brings a total of 8 subjects across Michigan, Washington State, and parts of New Jersey. And Jeff, I read the indictments, and they're chilling. I mean, you talk about guys that spoke about beheadings, public beheadings, and uploading them to YouTube and uploading them onto social media. Two of them had traveled or made plans to travel to Syria and Turkey to get training from ISIS. you know, this goes back to the whole thing, you know, with the internet being a wonderful tool for all of us, it brings a world to our fingertips, but it also results in things like this where young men, and when I say young men, these were disaffected, disconnected, disenfranchised young men who spent a lot of time online and were still trying to determine, when I say we, I still speak about the FBI as we because I bleed blue and gold, but we're still trying to determine whether or not they were inspired or directed to conduct these heinous acts. And the FBI and local law enforcement in Michigan, in New Jersey, in Washington State deserve a hell of a lot of credit here for thwarting, and that's the word for it, and blowing this thing up before these heinous acts could have taken place on Halloween, which was the target date that they had set.
Wow. It is chilling to realize what is going on. It's always wonderful to hear about something that involves the FBI, that involves law enforcement breaking this stuff up. And you say, we're still not sure, were they directed, were they just getting into it? How long a process you think that's going to be before somebody is going to be able to say definitively, Jimmy, here's who directed them, or Jeff, here's why they did this and they weren't being directed?
Well, again, you know, criminals, and these were young men, but they always think they're smarter than the rest of us. And they were using some of those apps, Jeff, that you and I, who can barely log on and get our emails, we don't know how encrypted apps work, but they were using encrypted apps to communicate with each other, and the FBI was able to break that code and to get in there and to basically, like I said, thwart this before it happened. I think we'll know some soon. I mean, obviously, we're in the preliminary stages right now, but you know, again, in the FBI and in law enforcement, you know, you don't want to take a bunch of victory laps and go, look at us, pat yourselves on the back, look at what we just did. But this could have been a major attack. And again, from my perspective, what I'm looking at is, I want to know, were they directed from folks overseas? They had traveled to Syria and to Turkey, two places where we know that are hotbeds of terrorist activity. Mm-hmm. They were charged with providing material support to FTOs, which are foreign terror organizations. Jeff, this is going to be a pretty big case, and really I want to commend and congratulate the FBI and local law enforcement in those three states for a great job taking this down. Nobody was hurt. You remember what we always say, the good guys got to get it right every single time, Jeff. The bad guys just have to get it right once. And in this instance, the good guys did a great job.
Well, I am thrilled to hear that. And it's not just Michigan, right? I mean, there were connections, if I understand it correctly, to a whole slew of people all over the place.
Yeah, there were two subjects in New Jersey, Jeff. It might have been Montclair. I'm not sure of the city. And there was one in Washington State. And then there were, like I said, two more in Michigan that were just charged a couple of days ago, which brings it to a total of eight. So, you know, that's the concern. You know, we talk about lone wolves all the time, but the other things are these sleeper cells, and these sleeper cells are the terrorists sending folks over here, like the 9/11 attackers, to work together, conspire together, to lay dormant until they are told to conduct a mission? Or was this something which I believe this case to be, as I read, you know, the affidavits, that this was more so related to young men that had gotten radicalized online, which is too big of a problem we have in this country. And again, it goes back to, you know, yesterday was 2 months since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And remember, that was part of assassination culture. And what is that? It's somebody who has, you know, is a grievance collector who finds an intractable ideology that they become part of, and then they apply their own moral absolutism to it. And Jeff, whether it's the far right or the far left, that same thing applies across the board.
It sure does. It sure does. Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, you are up there in New York State. You worked forever, right, in New York City, based in that operation. You've seen the city change. I think you saw some improvements. We've spoken so many times about broken windows and bringing down murder rates and all the rest of that. What's going on right now with the election of Zoran Mamdani? Is this just a total sea shift for the city?
Jeff, it's heartbreaking. And again, you're right. New York is my adopted state, my adopted home. You know, having grown up in Decatur, Georgia, but spending most of my life up here and kind of seeing the city, working in the city and witnessing the city undergoing, you know, evolutions and de-evolutions. And I'm afraid that this is that. Look, you and I both follow politics. And obviously on last Tuesday night, we were both, you know, fixated on the returns and, you know, whether it was Virginia or, you know, whether it was California, whether it was New Jersey, whether it was New York City, we were all fixated on what the returns were going to be. Right. No one was surprised about any of the outcomes except for how big the Democrats won. I mean, nobody expected. I know the Cuomo family. I don't know Andrew Cuomo well, obviously the man that ran against Zoran Mamdani. I've met Curtis Sliwa, but New York City, no one expects it to go red ever again. It's a deep, deep, deep blue city. But Jeff, here's the thing that I think so many of us up here struggle with. You know, Zoran Mamdani is a 31-year-old kid. He was elected to the New York State Assembly, which is our legislature. He did 1 2-year term up there. He had the worst show up rate of any assembly member at all. I mean, the worst show up rate. He's never done a thing in his life. He was born into privilege, and that's the term they like to use, so I'll flip it around and use it on them. Yep. He was born in Uganda to parents of means and wealth. He lives in a rent-controlled apartment in New York City, someone who is taken advantage of and gamed the very system that he feels like is unfair. He wants to tax the rich and eat the rich and do all those things. But, Jeff, this is the most chilling part that I just want to run through this with you. In 1989, Ed Koch was the Jewish-American mayor of New York City. It was his last year in office. He was born in the Bronx. He was born of parents that were, you know, Polish Jews that had traveled here. And he was born and raised in the Bronx. You know, on his headstone, it says, "Fiercely proud of my Jewish faith." I've been and seen his headstone. That was 1989. At that time, you know, Jews, the second largest enclave of Jewish Americans, or actually of Jews in the world outside of Israel, is New York City, a city of 8.4 million people. Yep. And at that time, you know, Jews in New York City outnumbered Muslims by a rate of 4-1. In 2013, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, his last year of his administration, the number of Muslims had doubled. The number of Jews had been cut in half. And again, Michael Bloomberg was an American Jew.
That's right.
Mamdani beats Andrew Cuomo at a time when Italian Americans and Irish Americans have been fleeing the city as well. The city is not the same. That doesn't mean that it's bad that different immigrants come in. It's the natural progression in the way things are.
Right.
However, there's a huge difference between immigrants that say, and I'm not going to use my parents or my family as an example, that between 1892 and 1943 came to Ellis Island, and Jeff, they just wanted to be Americans. They were fleeing the potato famine in Ireland. Yep. They were fleeing Mussolini and fascism in Italy. Yep. They just wanted to be Americans. They don't want to do that anymore. And when I say that, I don't mean everybody. But here's the difference. Less than 50% of New York City residents speak English. Let that resonate. Now, I say that as a man, Jeff, and I feel like I've got enough skin in the game because at the age of 48, I learned Spanish because I got assigned to Mexico City with the FBI. And I said, if I'm going to that country, I'm going to work for the U.S. Embassy and for the FBI, I need to speak the language.
Right.
People come here now, and it's not critical that they learn the language. When you don't learn the language, what happens? Zoran Mamdani campaigned, not all, but part of his campaign was in Arabic, where you'd see commercials in Arabic. Now, God bless it, my grandparents spoke Sicilian. They did that in the house. But when they went out, they spoke English, and they worked hard to assimilate. And Jeff, that's the frustration I think that so many of us that are, even though I'm not a New Yorker, I've lived in New York most of my life, the great melting pot that New York has been for our nation for so long, you know, putting out the Statue of Liberty, give us your tired, your huddled masses. We are a nation of immigrants. But when you come here, you assimilate. Right. And if you don't want to assimilate, you fracture us and fissure us. And that's what's going on right now. Jews in New York City are afraid. They saw what happened last year on the campuses of Columbia, where Jews couldn't even go to class without being attacked, harassed, and harangued. And the NYPD, Jeff, and I know that's what you want to touch on real quickly, the NYPD. You have a mayor now who was called the NYPD racist and bigoted and demanded they be defunded. How does he show up at a cop's funeral now, Jeff? How does he stand there as a dignitary, which he is as the mayor-elect, and have anyone have faith that he deserves to be there and that he is not casting just a pall over everything because of the fact that he does not believe that police are decent human beings, that they are the best of the best, and that they're there to be the thin blue line to keep us separated from the riffraff. Jeff, that's my optimistic look of New York City right now. How's that?
Well, I know there are any number of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Conferences and events that in the past have been held in New York City that I have attended, I am going to think very seriously about going back. And I know that there are any number of folks who organize events like that who are also thinking, you know, we need someplace else because there's just nobody going to show up for this. Jimmy, I want to give you the out here. I want to talk about Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund for a couple of seconds, but I'm also going to ask you just yes or no, mass exodus from NYPD coming?
It's been going on for a while, Jeff. 36,000 men and women are part of the New York City Police Department. It's been a struggle ever since the summer of love of 2020 when all the riots and the BLM and the Antifa attacks and all that happened, and the fact that progressive prosecutors and police just don't feel like they're being supported. I think the NYPD will hold sway. They'll do what they have to do. They'll maintain their numbers. But Jeff, I do worry. They're leaving right now in droves. They're retiring early. They're going to enclaves, whether it's Virginia or whether it's Florida or whether it's Georgia or whether it's Long Island, New York, where they're going to be paid better and feel like they're better supported.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, only about 30, 40 seconds. Not fair, but you can do it. We want to help.
Yep, absolutely. And a perfect segue into this. We're set up. It's you can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. We are set up to defend law enforcement officers that have been unjustly accused of crimes for doing their jobs. Go to the website, policedefense.org. Make any kind of contribution that you do. You can check online for charitable organizations. We have an amazing, amazing rating there. The money goes where it needs to go to support these families and these officers. Jeff, thanks as always. You always back the blue.
Thank you, my brother. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, policedefense.org, policedefense.org. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.